Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi, friends. Here on Bling Empire Season 2 from our friends at Netflix. Yeah.
I loved it.
How did we feel? I liked it. I'll say this, though. Dorothy Wang, who I know you have a relationship with from your days with the other
Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
One of the worst additions. She was barely there.
I like her, no purpose. But she's not really intertwined. It's like they just got her just to get a name in or something, and they don't need
it. They were like, here's another rich Asian. Let's bring her into the crew. It's like,
I do appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. But I just know how filthy rich she is. So I don't mind. And she, they should have fought more with Kane, but bring in Ezra. Let's get a fight going. Let's get some real drama up in this piece. Yeah. Where's Ezra?
Because I think there's only one person on this show that's trying to create drama, and that's Kane.
See, Dorothy Wang is friends with Morgan Stewart, who's married to Dr. Phil's son, who was on Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, but Dr. Phil's son wasn't. Like, there's a show. I saw them on Instagram together. I guess that show had a bigger impact on me than I realized. I loved it.
The second I saw her, I was like, oh, I bet Justine's thrilled. It's
she's hateable, but I like her, but
it was just,
I can see how people
question
would.
Mark of an odd addition where it was like, if you're not going to force her to like pretend like she's friends with people, then what are we doing?
I thought she was going to be more intertwined, and she seemed to be friends with the Jamie girl. It was kind of, people are complaining that the show was not edited correctly. Maybe Netflix is just going up in a blaze of glory. I see on Instagram,
they cut jobs for the first time. Yeah.
Well, they fired people a couple weeks ago, and now they're firing people again, it looks like.
This is the problem they're running into. Netflix was the platform, right? Like, they were the
one. How do they fuck this up?
Because everybody else got in the game and are doing it either better or diversified. Like, they're doing different shows that people have to get the thing for. So it's becoming, like, they were the dominant. They were, like, the Skype, right? And, like, now all of the Zooms are coming into the world. And they're kind of having to recorrect. I think it
seemed like maybe they just were doing too much and they should have focused on things more. Yeah. You're right. The Zooms came in to smack them in the ass, but they also had, you can see the mismanagement. And if they try to put ads on that shit, they're doomed.
They are. They're going to release a lower tier with ads, which who the fuck is going to go to Netflix and then watch ads? I think about the Skype blowing it at least like once a week when I'm in meetings.
It was hard to use
Microsoft Teams or Zoom. Yeah, I mean, Skype was impossible to use, but just the idea that they had the software and the like whatever the API, I don't even know what the words are, before anybody else, and they just shit the bed. It's crazy.
And Zoom came in and zoomed right over.
Even like, I mean, there's so many platforms now. There's Microsoft Teams, there's some other WebEx. I mean, there's so many.
Yeah, my office used to pay for WebEx. Before, even when Skype was free, they paid for WebEx. And that was a nightmare to use.
Oh, by the
way, Zoom is definitely the easiest.
My LinkedIn the other day that it's your 11-year work anniversary. So I'm going to update
them. They'll think I worked there forever. According to the guy on The Weakest Link, I'm just a fucking loser. So that's what I should put. A lazy piece of garbage who sits around
and eats all day. Work.
I'll switch places picking up my hungry children from school who act like complete animals. Oh my God. Someone's going to call the cops the way that they're fighting in the back. I need to get a car where they're not sitting near each other. I need a minivan so bad. You think minivans are cheap? Minivans, anybody driving a minivan is loaded. Okay. They're expensive. They are not easy to get. You're blackballed out of the market. You think that they'd be giving them away. They're not.
I know. No, it's hard. A minivan's a nice, smooth ride, but I'm not going to lie. I've been in some newer ones lately where I'm like, awesome. This is smooth.
I would die to be driving around in a minivan. I couldn't get one. I got stuck with a Subaru Forester. These kids are fighting on top of each other. I love a Subaru. I die for my Subaru. I love it. But it's also, it's hit 100,000 miles and it's become a senior citizen. Once that clicked over to 100,000, it's like the iPhone. Once they get the new iPhone, they send out a new thing to bug your phone and shit the bed. That's this car is shit in the bed, but I still owe money. Let me tell you,
This is good. This is devolving. We'll talk about Bling Empire, I promise. But I went to register my car yesterday
in yeah.
the glorious state of Nevada. Give it a gander of how much
I was going to ask you how much.
Take a guess.
$350.
$636.
Get the hell out of here for
to register your fucking car. If you want to talk about access
for an SUV, it's not even a truck.
No, it's a CRV. It's a 2020 CRV. She goes, oh yeah, it's a California.
Wow, that's double California.
Isn't that insane? I was like, hey, they should tell you that shit up front. What if I was sitting there and it's like, not everybody has $600 that they
that
can just
throw
down.
That is double California. Insane. I would have never guessed.
My mind was blown.
Get a hooker in Nevada. Can you get a hooker anywhere in Nevada? Is it a state rule or is it just the city limits?
I haven't tried yet. I'll keep you posted.
And they're double dipping on registrations. Is there there would not be a pothole to freaking see on that street.
Last thing that happened to me.
$600?
Vegas and money. Yes.
That is too much.
Yesterday I went to the Mandalay Bay to meet a friend.
Oh my God. You look hot. You look smoking hot. I got up and exercised this morning thinking about you. I'm like, I gotta keep up with Geneva. My God, you look smoking hot. Dorian probably jacked off to that picture. Tyler should be jacking off to it. Everyone should be. You looked good.
Okay. Thank you. I went to the Mandalay Bay, rolled up to the place. And she's like, oh, what's your number? Like, well, I'll put you in for reservations. You can get a table. I'm like, okay, cool. Put in my phone number. I watch her because she's on the iPad. It says Geneva has my full name. And then it says how much it has a dollar amount next to it, which was the total amount of money I've ever spent at the Mandalay Bay in my life. Like it was like $165. And I noticed it was like broken down like slots, restaurants. And I'm sitting there, I looked at her, I was like, I'm sorry, that's creepy. She's like, oh yeah, no, I mean, this is a casino. We have all that data on you. It's like, yeah. We just kind of track it. I was like, cool, that's wild.
That's where they're
like, if you're and I just spent $40, I wanted to be like, does she know that? Does she know I just want money? Is that tracked? It's just crazy. Like to just like walk into a place I've never been, like I'd never been to that restaurant, then just to see my name, all of my information,
fun
my
job.
Phone number. Yeah, crazy. All the money you've ever spent.
And all
imagine somebody rolls up there, it's like, $30,000 just lost in the slots.
They got your ID if you give them the card. Yep. I shouldn't be getting players' cards. Said, oh my God.
Yeah. What she said, she was like, well, it's just, you know, because people leave things. I'm like, don't act like your big brother shit is for the human good. Fuck off. This is all insights that you use to sell people on other
for
shit
the whales.
More addicted. Right. Crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. In Mandalay Bay, are you eating at a specific restaurant or is it the Mandalay Bay restaurant? What's it called?
No, we went to some place called.
What did you eat?
We didn't even eat. We just had a drink and shared some pretzels. The pretzels were good, like a soft pretzel.
Did you dip it in some cheese?
It was a cheese dip and a mustard.
A jalapeno cheese dip. Oh, Auntie Anne's.
It wasn't, the cheese dip was like an 8. It got that, you know, when cheese dips solidify and you get
it's gotta
that
be hot. Clumpy. It's gotta be burning my tongue off.
I know. And it has to be, it also has to be malleable. I've gotten some cheese dips lately where they're like, it's hot, but you're pulling
it's gross.
These like massive strings. And then I get grossed out. And I'm like, I can't eat this. I want
I've actually never had that. It has to be melted correctly. Yeah, yes, right. 100%. I'm going to chuck it at the window. I'm a freak. I've spent all this. That is crazy though. And then they just scan that girl's brains just seeing numbers like that all day long. And it is kind of discrimination. You treat people, I mean, it's not, but people are spending a lot of money. Some people getting their ass kissed.
If it had said $10,000 in the last day or something, I would have gotten,
you'd be like, they lift you, carry you to the seat.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. It's so funny. My parents have become like real casino nuts. Yeah. They always have been, but I was at the casino with my dad a month or so ago. And he's like, takes a little ticket out. Then he's like, I put cash back in so that I don't put the ticket back in. I put it to see his little system and it works. Cause they get all these, now they have this RV. So they're getting free spots at the RV park and they're parking at like the little,
so then he's like VP thing later.
So that it looks like he's putting cash in. I'm like, that's a good system you got there, James boy. I think, you know, it's so funny.
All right, back to Bling Empire. Okay.
If I could be reborn though into a family, make me Dorothy Wang. Even though, do you think her parents have ever talked to her?
So tell me, like, what's her net worth? Billions? Or her family?
Yeah, billions. I think double billion. She said billions with an S.
When she
the richest on the cast?
Maybe when she said the seven. I think she said her dad $4 million net worth, and then $4 billion. And then when she said, when she was looking at the apartments with a little crossover, and he told her it was like $7 million. She was like, oh, that's it? So it's like her concept of money, like $7 million is like $100
bizarre grand
or something. Yeah.
But yet we all get back, all of our brains go back to the girl falling out of the window, smoking a cigarette and Sex in the City, which I love. That's the greatest equalizer. And what's his face? What's his name?
Steve Jobs.
No, Steve, it's not Rose. Steve Gold. You like him better with short hair or long hair? I like the short hair better on him. Okay.
It's going to go long.
Apartment like a dump for $7,000. Get me out of New York City. I mean, for $7 million.
I know.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's crazy. Yeah. I need a huge patio or a terrace with a hot tub.
I think what I do appreciate about this show is like, it is opulent in a way that's like
real
money.
Yeah.
Real money. There is a difference between Housewives opulence and like this kind of shit.
Oh, really, God, yeah. Seen
like dripped in designer, dripped in money, jewels, just spending money left, right, and center. Anna's weird life. Like, you can only be that weird when you're that rich. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's doing all these weird photo shits.
It's the dream.
Photo shoots and like, and just like kissing random gay men and like, oh, I love you, I'll see you in Paris. And then like all loopy and shit. That only works if you're incredibly wealthy.
Just spending all that money for content, and that's sick. It's crazy. That's her job.
Jamie is a weird vibe to me. Like
she is. I enjoyed her, but yeah, she is
social skills or something. Like when she walks in, like in her perfect little outfit, like and it's like then when you realize she's like 23, it's like
23.
That's so young.
And that guy was on. So he's in the store with Dorothy Wang, 35. These old people. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That old lady's like breeding her, saying how much she loves her, Anna.
Yeah.
When Dorothy Wang and Jamie were in the store hitting on the cute little sales guy, would not to be rude, but I mean, if he's working at a store, and I don't care if he's working. That's the thing about you work at Louis Vuitton, but you're still making maybe $20 an hour, maybe with commission. Right. I don't know. But then these rich ass people who, you can't relate. She needs to, if you're a woman and you're that wealthy, you kind of have to be with another rich kid. It's kind of like at a arranged marriage.
They're floating in a different sphere of life, just generally, you know what
right.
I mean? It's like, they like, Kevin is like the pity friend that they're all like, look at him in his little apartment and struggling, you know, it's like, that's not their, they don't like, that's and not the Kevin, life they live.
Kevin's fascinating. He really works it though.
He's a great character.
He is. He's compelling.
A great reality TV character. He's like what I almost want, like what I wish almost like Carl was or something. Like
there's something about
Kevin where it's like
I keep watching.
He seems very authentic, even though it's a reality show that we obviously know they set things up as with all reality. Like he does seem very real.
And it's fascinating that these rich people keep him around, but he talks to everyone like they're not rich, which I appreciate.
Yes.
He's like breaking crystal. He's doing this and that and the other.
I love that scene of him like dropping all the crystal. See, that's like, again, you can only be that rich to let somebody stand up there and just drop shit for half an hour.
And they don't even care. Shit. Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
Is Kim loaded? She has to be, right? Her family.
She is now. I don't think she comes from like, money.
You don't think so?
I don't.
Don't they all? How is she friends with them? Oh, right. They're trying to find the birth dad. Right.
So I don't think she had a ton.
So maybe her and Kevin could be friends.
Right. But I hate it.
Or date.
Like, I wish that storyline had gone a different way. Like, I wish she had not done what she did with the lie detector test and all that bullshit, because I actually, like, when they were in Solving together,
I know.
I felt the vibe. I was rooting
for it. I did too.
If this season of Bling Empire becomes a little love story of like Kim and,
it's
and
sweet.
Kevin, I'm here for it. And it went so left.
And usually love stories, I'm bored. It's like, who gives a shit about their love life? But I was too.
Yeah.
And it shows when they wake up everybody, even though they lost the most compelling storyline of this season, because those people must have freaked out and quit the show. And we'll get to them. But having a real group of people who are super rich and they're not in such a small bracket of the world is compelling even without immense drama. And it's not storylined up the wazoo like Selling Sunset, even though it might be, but it doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't. Talk about the couple with the fake, that I wasn't sure. There are moments where that seemed like they were dropping that and like setting it up and forcing the conversations. But then there were moments where it seemed like it was really the first time people had heard about it.
Oh, I think it was the first time. And I think that girl freaked out and they quit the show.
Yeah, they definitely quit.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
They just disappeared.
So if it wasn't the first time, then it would have. Oh, yeah. I think they all felt really, especially Kane felt betrayed, which I would too.
It was weird that they just disappeared and no one ever addressed it again.
Well, they just, I guess, didn't want, there must be some stuff with the ex-wife and maybe financials and did.
But what an odd choice to go on a reality show and tell your story
in the first place.
This, like, weird love story of like time and timing has to be right. And then it's like, no, like you met when he was married and had other children. You're asking,
and how did it,
your only kids?
How did it not come out the whole last year, the whole first season?
I know.
If I was that girl, like get on an Instagram live and tell my story,
blow it up. Right.
But then it does show again, the one thing in this world though, that is crazy. Women, I guess, eventually maybe down the road, some women aren't giving their kids the father's last name, or they hyphenate, blah, blah, blah. But majority of people still take the last name of the husband. Maybe that might change. And also it's nice. I don't know how that will ever change that the man, it's weird that the man always decides if you're going to get married or not. And in this case, she proposed and there always was a reason. Like, it is weird. Like, he didn't want to get married because he's got secrets. And I don't know why she was pushing it. If she knew she had secrets.
Right. That's the part I don't get.
Did she know?
It's all very odd.
She knew. How would she not?
She knew.
It's crazy. Like, and what is it like? What's the big freaking deal? I can see where Anna's like, just let it go. But how could you? I mean, it is a juicy tidbit. Of course you can't let it go, but.
You could let it go if the chick's like a Brandy Glanville. It was the vibe she was giving.
I still can't let that go. Yeah.
I'm a virgin bride. Do you know what I mean? It was like, she was giving a very innocent, very like, oh, me and me. Like, just very, like, she was a princess and like this, like, little virgin that should be careful.
Those are always the ones that will trap your husband's penis with her tight vagina.
There we go.
It's the Brandy Glanvilles you don't have to look out for. It's crazy. It's a juicy, it was juicy. And I really wish that they weren't allowed. I wish they would have to go to jail if they quit the show.
They got off the show.
But if a man doesn't want to get married, you can't push him.
No, you can never force. No,
and that's something we can't change, which is crazy.
Let me ask you this related to men and women. I've now come to the resolution that I'm probably wrong, but yesterday, Dory and I were having a very heated conversation about whether Serena Williams could beat the 150th ranked man.
Yes, she could.
I said, no fucking problem. She would beat him.
She could beat the first guy on a good day.
And Dorian told me 100 times, like, she wouldn't even be competitive. Like, don't even say that. And I was getting so offended.
I'm going to fucking freak out.
No, just wait. Just wait. Then I text our friend DJ and I said, DJ, like, ask him the same question. He goes, no, absolutely not. Like, I would like to say that you'd think she would, but there's no
150th?
And then he goes, when they were 18, and this is true because I looked it up, Serena and Venus said they could beat any man in the top 200 in tennis. They played number 203 and they both like lost like big time and got their like ass beat.
It might just be so that upset. Day though. Let's do I still can't.
I'd pose this question to our audience. How do you land on this? I'm obviously a feminist. I think women can do anything better.
God, that makes me sick. However,
I know it makes me sick too, but I think there's something physiologically, like, I really, and then I was talking to DJ, I'm like, there's actually not a sport, huh? Where like, I could handily say a woman would beat a man. He's like, I don't know, darts,
gymnastics,
like, fuck off, darts. Even gymnastics, like, men can flip higher.
They different got types of things,
more strength, even ice skating. Right. It's like, fuck. I know.
Ice skating. I disagree. I agree that a woman
maybe
can beat a man.
Skating. Maybe.
And I think maybe it depends on the day. And Serena and them, when they're 18, give them 5 more years. They probably gained a lot of muscle and a lot of strength. And who knows? Maybe that guy maybe they got their period the night before. That takes away a little bit of their energy. I can't agree with that every day. I'm on your side.
No, I'm not agreeing with it every day, but it's upsetting to me, especially when I saw that and I Googled it and I was like, fucking.
Well, then
it.
That stems, this is crazy. And we'll probably get hate mail, but that's why the thing, if a man transitions to a woman, should he be competing in a woman's sport?
Right.
So that's a darker topic. Oh my God.
I know.
Well, I want to see Tyler get out there. I guess he's not a trained. Oh,
I was like, fuck you. I was like getting pissed. And then of course I have to find the information where I'm like, I just went dead silent. Dorian's like, man, you've gotten really quiet. I'm like,
shut up. I hate when Tyler was right too.
I hate it. So upsetting.
They're never upsetting to me. They're still not right. They got their period the day before. They were exhausted.
Right.
And they're going to bleed all over their faces. I can't stand for that. Why? Cause they're the freaking swing is that much stronger that they couldn't get to the ball.
Listen, I went down a rabbit hole. If you look up the average strength, God. It's in the data. It's unfortunate.
I can't. It's in the data. What the hell?
I know.
Fuck. That took me down.
I'm sorry. back to bling.
What about Kelly? They could get rid of Kelly's character, right? Her name?
It took me 5 episodes to remember. I forgot about her and the boyfriend in season 1 and all the drama. Like, I actually like her vibe, but she served no purpose.
Why doesn't she date Kevin? I have a bone to pick with Kim.
I do
she
too.
Played
I
him.
Didn't like the way she handled that. It was gross. No. And even like, see, I also hated like the fabricated, like, why are we doing a lie detector test? Like, this is so
I don't
dumb.
Like that. That's where it bothers me. Yeah.
And I just didn't like how she handled him at all. I think he honestly actually did like her a lot and was very interested in it. And I guess I believe people who are sober more than people who aren't. So like, I genuinely believe that, like, yeah, you probably fucked somebody 4 weeks ago, but then they went on a meaningful date and he was into you. So like, what do you want? He was single.
And Kane, did you see the smooth way she brought up?
Like, do you think Kane, like, did you guys ever date kind of thing? And I've seen rumors of that online that they think like Kane and Kevin are like, are together or like they dated or like.
Yeah, I think if they were together, they'd be together, right?
Or I think so, but I think there's
maybe they got.
Do you feel
drunk?
Like maybe there's some jealousy?
Maybe that's why Kane. That's why Kane was trying to. Or maybe Kane.
That's
like
that's
Kevin.
What I thought. Maybe Kane likes him because the way he tried to blow up the shit with Kim immediately when they've been good friends. Like, I don't remember Kevin and him like beefing like that.
I never caught that. Huh? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Kane, I just thought was after. So Dorothy has a show on E or whatever. Then Kane, has he always just wanted to get on TV and he's trying to hound. I think it's odd to hound Dorothy down.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then I thought I hate Dorothy at that lunch scene, but I kind of ended up on Team Dorothy at the end of that lunch scene. How are you?
Yeah, I think that Kane may have a inner desperate like fame whore inside of him.
Yeah.
And this show came at the right time to you know help him amplify that inner soul dream. But I feel like she has always been, I mean, that show was a long time ago, right? Like, so she's always been kind of present. She's always been really rich. She doesn't have, I don't think she responds well to desperation. And I think he gives you that like desperation vibe.
I know.
Like, he probably wanted to be friends with her because it
I want them to be image. Friends. Yeah.
I think they could be fun friends, but I think he doesn't.
But maybe Kane does have like a little petty side that gives off. Yeah.
Yes. You saw it. You don't need it. That's a perfect example.
And I'd be pissed.
He was dealing with like Christine and Cherie, like, or Sheree, whatever her name is. That's like weird. Weird kind of vibes. Speaking
with the Anne and Christine and shit. Yeah.
Have you watched Atlanta yet this week? It was phenomenal.
I watched the beginning of it. I haven't watched the second half.
Second half, spot on. Sheree's back. I'll just say that. She was
I saw the vein in her neck popping out.
Yeah.
Sheree should have never, ever been let. It couldn't have been Sheree's decision to leave. There's so many things that she was such a star. What the hell were they ever thinking?
I don't know. Stupid.
Joggers. Tyler bought a bunch of joggers from Old Navy. He's loving the jogger life. And it makes you think of Dorian.
I can't get Dorian in a jogger to like save his life. He's insistent that he has to have a straight leg pant.
Tyler he's walking around saying he feels super rich in them. He feels like the richest man in the world wearing them.
I love that.
From Old Navy, of course. What about, you can tell that they were kind of banking on the storyline of the second family, because they did at least have Kevin and Kim, but then to bring back the other rich lady who wants her husband to sit down and pee, why was she so adamant about sitting down to pee?
Thank you for bringing that up. I feel like those two should have a reality show and I would watch it. Like, I would watch the two of them and their weird little vibe and life. I thought the guy is hilarious. Like, for an old man, he's like very hip, spot feisty. On.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the two of them as a couple. I think she's a neat freak is what it sounds like. And like somebody's peeing on the seat all the time.
These kids piss all over everything, especially in the middle of the night.
How many times I've walked in the pee lately in the bathroom? It's like the grossest feeling. On your foot. Ugh.
There's the grass. Look out my window. There's grass here 20 feet away. Tyler's pissed. He's coming home. He's like, I couldn't hold it any longer. Peeing on the patio, on the freaking thing. I go, you're a pig. You're a sex. This guy freaked out. He's like, and then I'm like, you're hosing that down right this sec. I freaked out.
Absolutely.
You couldn't just pee in the freaking yard. Two, not even inches away. His penis could, he could have peed with his penis looking the other direction. These men and their penises. I don't blame her. Sit down to pee. I'm going to start forcing Tyler to sit down and piss. Nightmare.
Such a weird request.
Christine was on Dancing with the Stars. Did you know that?
She was?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Was she good?
I don't know. I just know that she was. I remember.
It must have, like, the husband must have refused to film. They didn't do a single scene alone together. Did you notice that? Maybe one?
Well, he was in the doctor's office and they were buying the car, right?
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe a few, but like he kind of,
they don't really have
like
much
last
to talk
time
about.
It was really like their relationship.
There was a lot. They were focused a lot more on them before. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He aged a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And does little G even, it seems like he has never seen the parents. I mean, I just felt bad for him.
Baby G.
He's a cute little kid.
He is.
And
I love people who treat their children like they're Prince William, like just like immediately like this is the anointed one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is.
Makes me nervous. Nothing can happen to a little kid. $150,000 car. God, what a life to be so loaded.
It's crazy. Yeah. Money's just different when you're at that level.
And that Hollywood cemetery, she was freaking out with the bench. And they have to have the private bench for the mom.
Can we block it off? That was great.
When she's like, can we put the ashes in the backyard? I never thought about that. I mean, the ashes, if you're going to move, you want to just, don't say nothing that you put somebody's dead body ashes in the backyard.
Who cares?
I got dead dogs back here. You think I'm going to bring that up at closing? No.
Yeah. I mean, the ashes thing, to each his own. I've seen.
I never would have thought about that.
Still one of my all-time favorite scenes is with MJ and throwing the thing off the cliff and it comes back into their face.
And Sonia, I thought you were going to say Sonia too.
Oh, and Sonia too, yeah. Tale as old as time.
I don't want to be shoved into a freaking
that's
fire
what I was
and die.
Like, it's like if, I mean, I don't care. I'm fine with being burned. But at that point, it's over. It's like,
I guess I'd be okay.
I mean, I don't
want to
be thrown in the trash, but like,
do I want to be, you know, I guess if I could be put up in an urn in one of my kids' houses, whoever treats me the best, I guess I'm okay with that. I don't want to be scattered.
Okay.
I want to be kept together, maybe put in a little necklace.
Yeah.
I want that daughter-in-law to have to stare at me for the rest of her life.
Bedside table.
With my picture on it. God, I don't want to die.
No. Could happen at any time.
Getting so close.
Jamie not knowing who TLC is.
Oh my God, it's sickening.
It's crazy.
That's where we're at.
I feel like that's more of a lack of musical knowledge than youth. Like, how the fuck do you not know
and lack of just being out in the world
Yes, like sheltered.
Right? Yeah. Those clothes, yeah. Those outfits. She does look so put together, and she's so thin that she can wear anything.
Yeah, yeah. She really has that model vibe.
She does.
Like, imagine walking out with a massive bow around your chest. Like, it's like, look like such an asshole. I mean, she does look preposterous walking life. Into like public places dressed like that. It's like, it's really a lot, but to each his own.
She's cute though. But Dorothy, I felt bad. Dorothy's cute, and she's just, he's picking the 23-year-old. You know, that's where we're at. We're outdated.
Right.
We're the 100,000-mile car.
That's us.
Sad.
Put us on the back.
Poor Dorothy. Who does Dorothy date?
I don't know.
It is weird though. Dorothy, she was just put on the show to be on the show. She's not intertwined into the group, and the show is so intertwined with the group.
And but they also didn't really like give her, they didn't give her solo time. You know what I mean? Like, she really wasn't there. She was there for scenes with, like,
leaving her apartment.
Jamie. Yeah. The one apartment scene, yeah, just not a lot of time.
And would someone that rich and they, like, even sell that apartment? Wouldn't you just keep them both and be bi-coastal?
Yeah, right. I know.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
I don't remember. Couldn't have been important.
Oh, the feng shui guy. I would be interested in having somebody come in. I would be interested in.
Well, yeah, me too. Shit could be like all that. Wrong.
He's driving a Rolls Royce telling me when I'm going to retire. Yeah. And Kane, what are you already 30 and you got 17 years to work? You never had to freaking be a waiter or a waitress like me or do anything that you didn't want to do every day. Go fuck yourself. You're never working. You sold 2 houses and one of them was your own.
Yeah. When he was like, I sold 2 homes this year. It's like, okay.
You're a loser.
The fuck?
Yeah. I do like Kane though. He's a compelling character.
I think, what I appreciate about their wealthiness is that they also seem like semi like spiritual, not like total like asshole. You know what I mean? Like, yes, they have some kind of like centering force in their lives, whether that's family, I feel like friends, the, God, whatever.
The Asian culture, and if I say something wrong, you know, I don't know what to say right, raises kids rich better than white people.
Oh, that's a good,
like,
yeah,
Paris,
yeah,
Hilton's finally coming around the bend. At least
they're still, there's a critical high level of expectations, I think, with like, yes, Asian parents. If you think of like Tiger Mom, shit like that, regardless of wealth. Like, I think I told my friend Lee, who's Chinese and Panamanian, she told me, like, she told her kids recently, they're like 4 and 3, and they were like, or they were like 5 and 4 or something, whatever. And they were complaining about having to go to school. And she like sat them down, they'd gone to Disneyland like the weekend before. And she's like, all right, let's talk about this. Do you want to have a nice life? Like, we went to Disneyland. Do you know how much it costs to go to Disneyland?
Right,
it costs
right.
this much. Do you know how mommy and daddy are able to afford this? We went to school and then we went to college and then we did this. And we, like, and she's like laying this out for like a 4-year-old, where it's like, your expectation is you're going to school and you're shutting up because, like, yeah, you're learning and you're going to make money. And like, that's your,
you're
life.
Not going to just and go to school. You're going to do good in school. Yeah.
Right.
And you're not going to go out and party.
You're going to be great. This is your expectation.
I appreciate it.
Or, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I like that about them. And you can see they are.
Right.
That's how Kevin can be around. I don't know if Kevin is endlessly fascinating to me, how he's
me
in the
too.
Group.
Even like, I just appreciated, he seemed, yeah, like just incredibly real the entire time. I liked seeing him with his sponsor having like very real conversations. That conversation they had on the couch where he was like saying that it felt slippery to him. And like, I appreciate that he's vocalizing how he's feeling about his sobriety and like trying to work through the shit that could be a barrier to him just being drunk again. Like, I don't know.
He must have had people have issues, but to be 5 years sober and still calling a sponsor every night.
I think that's a lot of people.
That is heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how fragile live, my dad's sober. Is. He would go to meetings every week, but he wasn't calling a sponsor. Maybe he was calling the sponsor every night. I don't know.
You should ask him.
5 years. Well, I know he's not. Day. I don't think he is. 5 years, but 5 years in. I mean, that's a lot.
Every day, that's AA. Crazy. Every day. People don't work out every day. You know what I mean? Going to AA every day. I like him as a character. I'm rooting for him. I
keep waiting for the other shoe to drop with him. There's.
Yeah, but I feel like it is.
Right. Right. It seems like he is what he is, but I'm waiting for there to be something else, but there isn't. And maybe that's what keeps me going with him.
Right.
And like when he was getting, was he holding back when he was getting really pissed about to throw the glass? Is he holding back?
Yeah.
Was he really, does he have a really super serious, super dark side? And like when he's going to yell at Kim, if the cameras weren't around, would it be more intense? Or is he really going to just cry? You feel like he is as nice as he seems?
I think he's genuine. I don't know. I haven't really, there hasn't been really,
I can't figure him out.
Like he's shady. Like, and I get what you're saying, because there's something about his vibe. Where, like, even the scene where him and Kim were, like, FaceTiming and he was, like, eating in bed. And I just, like, it was so real, the way he's sitting there and stuffing his face. And, like I don't know. I just, for some reason, I buy it.
No, I do. I just am also, I wouldn't be shocked. I guess that maybe is the part of him being sober, that if he drank, I could understand that. Yeah.
Maybe. Right. Yeah, I think that might because be, that might be,
maybe the, I see it myself. I could, yeah, that's why I've stopped drinking, because I can be like Kevin probably.
I mean, yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm rooting for him. I like him.
And what fascinates me is the whole world of frozen sperm and frozen eggs, how they can defrost them and then bring them back to life. That's fascinating.
We're going to be freezing human. I mean, they think they already have.
So they got rid of the embryos a year ago when they had a freaking embryo that must kill them inside. Because it's hard to get an embryo that's viable. And then they got rid of it because they didn't think they'd want a kid. Shows that you just never know how you're going to feel. It took her mom to die for them to want another kid.
Right. I know.
Like, do you teeter totter at all with having another kid, or you're pretty set?
So feel pretty set. I think like there are moments like where I see pictures of him or a baby or something where I get that, like, you know, that feeling where you're like, oh,
yeah,
but I then know. It's just, I remind myself of like, I guess for me as a parent, I want to keep going this way towards progression.
Oh, I understand like, that. Right.
Rather than having to do two, like that's the hardest part to me. Is
you're
like
resetting you're starting over, your you whole life. Yeah. Yes.
You're resetting it all. So like, for me, it's more about that. I could see in a, why more kids is great. It's more love. All of those things.
Right, right, right. But I can also see how it is. It's like a reset. I remember every single time we're like, we can't reset again. We're going to
we're doing this shit again.
It resets everything. You can't go on a vacation. Like you can't do this, that, and the other.
Right, right, right.
I mean, you can, but like you're not hiking the Grand Canyon with I guess people do. God.
Listen. Yeah, I know. It's a real grind. So yeah, I think I'm pretty settled. I don't think, I do not
I'm sure
think
you get sick of people. People must just ask you all the time. Just be like, shut the fuck up.
Honestly, I bet if people didn't ask people, we'd have less children. Because I really think it's like a lot of that, like, oh, I need to give them a sibling. Like, oh fuck, do I have to give them a sibling?
You don't. Yeah. And to be pregnant all over again.
People don't even fucking talk to their siblings, like, or they hated them the entire time they were growing up, and then are friends as adults once they're not in your house anymore. It's like, oh God.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
It is. It is nuts.
But it's not looking likely. All right, guys. That was fun. What else? Anything else?
I didn't think of anything else. Oh, I like at the end, Christine brought up Kathy Hilton. Christine runs with Hilton. Get Kathy Hilton in there. I guess she's not part of the bling empire, but Kathy Hilton's everywhere in LA, isn't she?
Yeah. Ever present.
Great. Yeah. Paula Abdul makes a cameo. Got
that. That was weird too.
I wonder how rich Paula Abdul is.
I bet she got a lot of money for American Idol days. Right.
You think the American Idol extended her wealth? Yeah.
Yes.
And then I wonder what her music deals were when she was younger.
Yeah, like if she owns her, let's see, Abdul net worth.
Oh, here's my last
Any guesses. Thought. Take a guess. Not a size, I would imagine.
Oh, let's say 50 mil, but it's not
30.
30.
Not bad, but
what a loser.
Yeah, 30 million feels like chump change.
I love how they don't bring up as much. They did a little bit the horoscope, but I love how they talk about. I look, they're in the Tiger. It's not that good to me, but I think it's a bunch of bullshit. Tyler and I have great compatibility, Scorpio and Pisces. The Rat and the Tiger, I think we had decent, but who gives a shit? But you're a Tiger. Do you know that?
I did know.
Which is really good. Tiger is good. I'm a little rat. I remember our old boss was talking about that. He was all hopped up. Got his dick hard over being a tiger. It's nice to be a tiger, though. Tyler's
white
a pig.
Supremacist, but referencing Chinese.
Not us.
Oh, God. Yes. God, make that clear. I am just sickened over it. Just what happened in Buffalo and what's going on in this world. It's just sick. It's heartbreaking. Sick. I can't stop thinking about it. Oh, poor people. Makes me want to cry.
How about this? America accounts for 4% of the world population, but owns 45% of personal guns of the world's population. That's insane. Sick.
Yeah.
Insane. All right, we won't go down a rabbit hole. This has been a wild
episode. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
We were everywhere.
Oh, God.
We'll be back. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
Stay safe out there.